Okay, so we will call our special meeting to order with the pledge. Flag the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Patrick, admin content.
Yes, as I shared previously, we're very fortunate. Looking at our bids, all the bids that came through for each of the components of our building project have come in approximately $1.5 million under the bid estimate, which leaves a very nice amount of money on the table at this point in time. That $1.5 million that's remaining is actually inclusive of all components of our project. So we were actually able to be able to move forward with each of the components and include each and every one of the additional add-ons. We're very, very pleased that our bids came in where they have. So this evening, what I'd like to do is make recommendations to the board to approve these bids so that we can offer the contracts and move forward with the building project. So with that said, Roxanne, would you like me to do each of the resolutions individually, or can we do them as a group?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said about them.
Would you like me to do them individually, or can I do them as a group?
Does anyone have a problem with us doing them as a group? Have you had time to look at them?
I looked at them, but I was just wondering about any change orders, how they went, because sometimes that lowers the bid.
Change orders will happen as we move through the process. If there are change orders that need to occur, yes, we typically incur additional costs for those change orders. At this point, because we've included all of the components of the project, unless something comes up that was unanticipated, the costs should not be in that additional money that's left, because there are contingencies within the contract that are set aside. So we still shouldn't be touching that additional, you know, 1.3 to 1.5 million.
All right. Yeah, I was just concerned because I know some places they've been in cheap, and next thing you know, they got a pile of change orders. I know if these everyone checked in their references for that. That's all.
Yeah. We actually spoke at length with the attorneys as well as the individual subcontractor that's involved in the general as our general contractor. So we're pretty confident moving forward that it's a very inclusive project.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Did anyone have any other objection to doing it together?
That's fine with me, Frank.
Okay, with that said, I'll read through these. I will not read the entire resolution. Have those there. They will be in our minutes, but I will read the area. I'll read the name of the contractor as well as the total bid. So first up, we have our building management systems prime contractor for the school district. That would be TBS, or Technical Building Services. The base amount is $349,845, along with the alternates, bringing their total bid to $416,995. Next is our mechanical contractor, who would be Campito Plumbing and Heating, in the base amount of $1,939,000, along with their alternates, bringing the total cost of the project to $2,031,000. The plumbing work prime contract for the school district would go to Tri-Valley Plumbing and Heating in the amount of $337,400. Along with the alternates, bringing their total to $549,300. The roofing work prime contract for the school would go to General Roofing Contractors in the amount of $1,073,026, along with their alternate, which is a big alternate. It's the elementary roof, bringing the total cost to $2,029,014. The site work prime contract would go to Edward and Thomas O'Connor Incorporated in the base amount of $2,039,000, along with their alternates, bringing the total to $2,136,000. Our electrical work prime contract would go to LaCourt Companies in the base amount of $289,618, along with their alternate, bringing the total cost to $351,582. Last, the general contract prime contractors would go to Gallo Construction in the amount of $4,039,800, along with alternates, bringing their total to $4,073,800. And that would be all of our contracts.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those contracts?
So moved, Barber.
Okay, we have a first by Frank.
Second, Carrie.
Second by Carrie. Any other discussion? Patrick, you were comfortable when you met with Gallo that we wouldn't have any issues with them?
I am confident that they meet the requirements to be moved forward as our general contractor. Okay. As with any building project, I do anticipate that there will be hiccups and there will be issues. It will be incumbent on our clerk of the works, myself, our attorney, and Mr. Dubois to stay on top of each of our contractors and ensure that we move forward with as little issue as possible.
Any other questions or discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Anything else on the table for us, Patrick?
That is all we have for this evening.
That is all. So I'd like everyone to have a great weekend. Stay well. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Pat Norton.
Pat Norton, first, second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you, Tom. Questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed. Carried. Everyone have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.